Welcome to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. It's a joy to have you with us today. Pastor Ed leads Fellowship Church in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. In today's message, Pastor Ed Young speaks on a talk entitled The Table. In this message, he encourages us to use what God has given us to feed others. We as Christians sit around chairs at the table of the local church and invite others to partake in the bread of life. This program is just a glimpse of what Pastor Ed has to offer. From global missions to his latest inspirational books and daily devotionals, there's something for everyone. You can find all of this and more at edyoung.com. And here's an exclusive offer for our listeners today. Download a free chapter of Pastor Ed and Lisa's newest book, A Path Through Pain, at edyoung.com. With refreshing vulnerability and power, A Path Through Pain shares their family's journey from sorrow and anger to hope and healing after the tragic and sudden loss of their daughter. As they share their incredible perspective, they will inspire and equip you to believe that there is purpose in your pain, even if you can't see that purpose yet. Now, let's get into today's message called The Table. Welcome to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young.
We hate carbs in today's culture, don't we? Oh, I'm gonna stay away from carbs. If I just walk by carbs, I don't even have to eat them, you know? Well, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. And he said, if you eat the bread, then you're gonna live forever. It satisfies us eternally. I can believe that's bread all day long. Oh, I believe it's bread. I believe these are carbs. I believe it. Factually, yeah, but I've not really done anything with the bread until I eat the bread and digest it. That's what it means when you see the word believe in the New Testament. Believe in Jesus. It's not just like intellectually going, okay, yeah, I believe that. I believe this is a table and chairs and that's bread. No, it's more than that. It is a total commitment. It's taking Jesus inside of your life. The church is a table where people come to get fed. The calories give us the ability to push away and serve others, and the table has chairs around it. In this first chair, you've got the lead communicator, the dude with the food, the pastor. And I'm serving the bread of life, again, John 6:35, hopefully and prayerfully in a creative and compelling way. The bread of life does not deserve a half-baked presentation, does it? I mean, the bread of life, half-baked presentation, you gotta be kidding me. We should put forth our best energy and our best effort to serve the food in an innovative way. Last night, Lisa and I went out to eat, which is rare for us on Saturday because Sunday is the only day of the week I work. We went out to eat at a Mexican restaurant, and this restaurant was one of the best Mexican restaurants I've eaten in a long, long time. And the food was amazing. The presentation was just on a whole nother level. What I liked about it was, you know, I had some things written in Spanish, but the menu was very well explained. And then the manager came over to the table and also some of the servers. They did a masterful job at just saying, okay, here is what we're gonna serve and here's the deal. I'm like, great, I love that. Well, as the pastor, I mean, I have a theological education. I've done doctoral work. I've studied the original languages. I can talk over your head like that. But what good is that? I mean, you could talk over my head in your area of expertise as well. It's not about that. Jesus told stories. Read his word. Simple yet profound. Simple is not shallow. Simple is where we have to serve the food. If you cannot explain something to me in a simple way, you don't understand it, my friend. It's easy to keep the Bible complex, but the road to take the complex and make them understandable so we can eat them, man, that's where it's at, and it's worth the work. So the chairs, let's talk about the chairs for a second, because any biblically functioning community should have chairs. And there are three chairs that I want to specifically talk about. Chair one, this chair right here. That is the chair one, of the churched unchurched. The churched unchurched. What is that? Well, it's the pre-Christian. The churched unchurched. We have so many in chair one in Dallas-Fort Worth. One of the reasons I did not want to come to Dallas back in the day is because there were just too many churches up here. Big steeple, few people churches. Too many seminaries. Too many televangelists. Too many churches. I did not want to come to Dallas. I just didn't. I'm glad I did. I love Dallas. God called me. I didn't hear his audible voice, but he spoke to my spirit, which I can't really explain, to lead Lisa and I here to help start Fellowship Church. Well, one of the things that caused tension in this was, man, there are so many churches. There's so many people with faux faith in Dallas. So many people who say, oh yeah, I'm a Christian. But then I'll go, well, okay, where do you go to church? My father was Episcopalian, and I haven't gone, if you're not actively involved and engaged in the local church, the Bride of Christ, you're probably not a Christian. I'm not trying to get you to doubt your salvation. I'm just saying, based on what I know about the Bible, because Jesus said, I will know my followers, and my followers will know me by my voice. The Bible says we'll produce fruit. We'll see it. We're saved by grace through faith, period. Nothing added. Yet, we're going to show people will be able to see that we're followers of Christ. Well, we have a lot of people at Fellowship who are churched unchurched. Why do they come to Fellowship Church? Well, because of the aroma of the freshly baked bread. John 6:44, no one can come to me, see it, unless the Father who sent me draws them. That's why people are drawn to Fellowship Church. And chair one, quite frankly, is the most important chair in the church. Any church, anywhere, if it's a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church, the most important chair is chair one. Now, Ed, why can you say that? How can you say that? Well, Jesus said it. It's pretty good. And without chair one, without someone having an opportunity to become a believer, you don't even have discipleship, you don't have worship, you don't have missions, you don't have the whole deal. I remember Jesus told a story, it's very interesting, about inviting people to church, because we're called, those of us who are believers, to invite people to share the good news when God gives us the opportunity to people who are far away from God. In Luke chapter 14, he told this story about a wealthy guy. And this wealthy guy was putting on a massive barbecue. So he invited his heavy hitter friend to this massive barbecue. And back in the day, the wealthy not only would invite you, not only would they text you and send you an invitation, they would send their servants out to go, the food is ready, come on. So he sent the servants out. And one guy goes, man, I'd like to. I know I said I'd be there, but I can't. I'm in this real estate deal. Well, okay. They go to another guy. Oh, I can't do it. I'm in the cattle business, and I got to buy some more cattle. This is in the Bible. Not the word business, but it's in the Bible. He went to another wealthy guy. I can't right now. I'm planning this destination wedding in Cabo, and it's going to cost me an arm and a leg. I just can't go. So Jesus tells a story about this wealthy man. He really, really was hurt. He was devastated. And look what he said in Luke chapter 14. Then the master, the heavy hitter, told his servant, go out to the roads and the country lanes, forget these other people, and compel them to come in, so that my house will be full. I tell you, not one of those who were invited will taste of my banquet. Ouch. And the tenor and the tense in the original language is these people regularly rejected this invitation. How many people have I invited over the years to Fellowship Church? Oh, I'll be there, man. No show. I'm going to be there, my whole family, Ed. No show. Well, that shouldn't stop me. And it doesn't. And it shouldn't stop you. And it shouldn't. We should continue to invite people. And sometimes, many times, we have to go out into the country and urge anyone we find that God gives us the opportunity, you know, to talk to invite, and great things will happen. Now, here's what's so crazy about chair one. Every Christian I've ever met wants to reach people until you start reaching people. Every believer wants to reach people until you start reaching people. Because once you start reaching people, not all of us, but once you start reaching people, you've got to change. You've got to tweak some stuff. You've got to do things that might make you a little bit uncomfortable. All hell breaks loose when you go, you know what, we're gonna be a church of chair one. Now, this is not the only chair, believe me. The other chairs are just as important. However, for spiritual maturity to really happen, we've got to be chair aware.
You're listening to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. We're halfway through today's incredible message, and we hope it's been an inspirational part of your day. As we pause for a moment, we want to thank you for joining us and for your continued support. This ministry, focused on sharing the gospel, is possible because of listeners like you. As a token of our gratitude for supporting the Creative Connection, we have a special gift for you. We'd love to send you a complimentary copy of Pastor Ed and Lisa Young's newest book, A Path Through Pain. This is a powerful book they wrote after the sudden death of their oldest daughter, Lee Beth. They share profound truth that even in the darkest moments, pain and joy can coexist. To receive your free copy, visit edyoung.com. It's our way of saying thanks for your gift to help take the hope of Jesus to people around the world. And if today's message has touched your heart, consider supporting us. Your contributions, no matter the size, help us continue spreading God's word and bring hope to many. Visit edyoung.com to learn how you can make a difference. Now, let's continue with today's message. You're listening to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young.
Here we are sitting at the table. Okay, I've got somebody at my table and they've never met Lisa and I. All right, cool. I've got somebody, and I'll talk about chair two in a second. They kind of know us a little bit, but not really well. And chair three, oh man, they're like family. So if I launch into some story, if I do, I love to tell stories about something I've done in my life, I'm not gonna act like this person's not there. I'm not gonna use, you know, inside humor or words that only this chair understands. I'm gonna bring everybody into context. So that's what we do at Fellowship Church. It's that simple. So chair one would be those who are far away from God. So you have the invitation, then you have the preparation. You gotta prepare the food, prepare it. Pray, ask the Holy Spirit of God to lead and to guide. Think through. That's what we do at our church. And then the presentation. Man, the presentation matters, doesn't it? Again, no half-baked stuff at the church. Chair one. But there's another chair. Chair two. Chair two is the brand new believer. That's someone who has just been born again. I'm talking about a baby in Christ. I'm talking about a Gerber dining nap timing baby. And we have a lot of baby believers at Fellowship Church. That's great. I mean, it's just awesome. We all love babies, but I don't want people to remain babies. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. I love this. Therefore, leaving the elementary teaching about the Christ, let us press on to maturity. I like that. Press on to maturity. Now, physical maturity is something that just kind of happens. I mean, just, you know, we just mature. One day, you know, you're mature. Well, let's go back, though, to the immature. It's a stage that we've all been in. We've all been in chair one, right? We've all been in chair two. Some of us are in chair two now. Some are in chair one now, but chair two. We go through stages in chair two. Three stages. The first is the pacifier stage. The second is the puberty stage. And then the third stage is the mature stage that I alluded to just a second ago. The pacifier stage. Don't remain in the pacifier stage. Remain in this chair. Grow through the motions. Okay, I'm in chair two. Great. And now I'm going to progress to chair three. Well, to go through that, you got to go and sit in the high chair. We have a lot of people who just remain here in their stinky diapers and their pacifiers. Pacifier will fall out. I want to get fed. The church is not meeting my needs. My. And I've whined before. We all have. I get it. Babies are going to act like babies. But you don't sit here. You don't stay here. That's fine if you want to sit there, but we're not going to turn our backs on the hunk of humanity filing by in the elements. I mean, we're going to love you and take care of you, but we're not going to do that. Then the next stage would be, it's one of my favorite stages, the puberty stage. Talking about teenagers, those pimple-popping, hip-hopping, intimacy-stopping parents, people. Teenagers, man, we just think about ourselves, don't we? It's all about me. It's just me. We have no clue about mom and dad. We have no clue mom and dad are just making it rain. We have no clue. They're paying for everything. We have no clue. Every restaurant, even Disney World. Money just happens. It's just... And then we act like, man, I deserve this. And wait a minute, mom and dad, whoa. My friends, they get this and that, but how about me? How about me? You know. Again, it's a stage we go and grow through. But normally when you're talking to someone selfish and meistic, you're talking to a spiritual teenager. Again, these are natural stages. And we go through them. Chair two, we're born again. High chair, I chair. Then we go to this puberty thing and go through it. Then chair three. We have so many people in chair three at Fellowship Church. Those are full court followers of Christ. Chair one, church unchurched. Chair two, I'm a newbie, brand new, born again. Chair three. Full court follower of Christ. You know, we don't live to eat. We eat to live. The calories give us the ability to push away and do the stuff. We're not just to sit here and get fat. We're to push away and to do what God's called us to do. So as a mature parent, parents, you are unselfish. Let me just applaud you. You are unselfish. And teenagers, you'll understand one day. You'll be like, in your 20s, maybe you're 40. One day you'll look back and go, man, my mom and dad were unreal. They were so unselfish. My food, Jesus said, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Hebrews 5:14, but solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish between good and evil. Our menu, the Word of God, the Bible. We're a Bible-teaching, Bible-believing church. The venue, the church is the only thing God ever built, Jesus ever built. I mean, parachurch groups are great. Parachurch organizations, awesome. Christian school or Christian university, if there is such a thing anymore. All those things are great. But there's nothing like the local church. It's nothing. It's the hope of the world. It's the bride of Christ. So the menu is the Bible. The venue is the church. The revenue changed lives. So if I am mature, it's the three S's. I'm serving. I'm getting outside of myself. And here's the cool thing. As I serve, Jesus comes alongside me and he serves with me. I share. When God gives me the opportunity, I share. And Jesus shares with me as I share. How great is that? I sow my resources. And as I sow, Jesus sows into my life. Mature. Man, this is great. Jesus said, count the cost, Luke 14. There's a relational cost. My best friends must be believers. And that's not easy. And as a single, I need to date only those who are believers, who are followers of Christ. And if you take that text seriously, 2/3 of the potential candidates are off the table. It got quiet. I understand. But I'm telling you, the Christian relationship is the best. I'm just telling you that. There's a time cost. You got to go, okay, I'm going to schedule time to spend in the Word, time to talk to God and listen in prayer, time to show up at church, you know, time. Then there's a financial price or cost, you know. Have you ever tried to walk a check before? If you do it very much, they're gonna come after you. Bad boy, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come by you? Bad boy. Yeah. And then think about this. Think about how much people sacrificed to bring you to this point. What are you going to do? What am I going to do for the next and the next and the next? And the Bible's very clear that our offering, our tithe, the first 10% of everything we make goes to the local church. And I don't care if you make $100 million a year or $10,000 a year. God's not like, oh, wow, you make $100 million a year. That's a lot. It's just you have an opportunity to give that first 10%, just like the person making $10,000 has that opportunity. And that's, you know, why we're blessed. We're blessed to be a blessing. So church is a table where people come to get fed. The nourishment gives us the ability to push away and do what God wants us to do. And the chairs, we're in a constant state of motion. Pick out your chair, 1, 2, or 3. Pick out your next step, your next commitment. But I want to end with this vastly important chair, chair 3. If you're chair 3, just a reminder, this is for me too. Are you stepping out of the shade, away from the picnic people, into the heat, and are you giving samples of the Savior to so many people God has put in your life?
Thank you for being with us today on The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. We hope this message has empowered you to step outside of your comfort zone and encouraged you and equipped you to be the church. Your support is so important in helping us share the gospel of Jesus with a hurting world. As a token of our gratitude, we're offering you a free copy of A Path Through Pain by Pastor Ed and Lisa Young. Visit edyoung.com to claim your book and learn more about how you can support Ed Young Ministries. Join us next time as Pastor Ed begins a series called Interview with a Porn Star, and we'll hear from a person rescued and redeemed from a life ravaged by sin. Stay connected with us at edyoung.com for more great content and ways for you to be part of what God is doing through The Creative Connection. Thanks Thanks for listening. Until next time, God bless.